Happy Easter, everybody! It's me, the Easter Sloth, here to bring special spring tidings to people everywhere. And if I might point it out, a full 4 days before anyone else will. So come with me, children of all religious backgrounds and ages, and let us usher in the magic of spring with the soon-to-be universally practiced series of simple tasks. And our day of joy, of course, always begins with the annual sausage dodge. That's right, Cindy Lou. Go ahead and scoop up a ball of sausage, girl, and give it a toss at old Uncle Randy. Now remember, everyone, if a child hits an adult, the adult has to give up an article of clothing. But if the child misses, he or she must face the dreaded circle of public ridicule. I'll warn you, Cindy Lou, someone's probably gonna point out those gigantic ears of yours. But don't forget, learning to accept your shortcomings is not only a valuable lesson learned on Easter, but half the fun of sausage dodge. Besides, crying is the best way to find yourself on grinder duty. And trust me when I tell you, you don't want that. After sausage dodge, it's our tradition to play Get to Know an Agnostic. Yeah, don't be shy. Who is the Easter Sloth to judge someone like you? And if the Easter Sloth doesn't judge, then should anyone really? But hey, our day of fun is far from over, because next in the series of simple tasks is the ceremonial piling of the sticks, followed by watermelon jello shots, then a 15-hour nap. We then wake to a quick round of Why I'm Not Better Than You, coupled, of course, with the making of the hats. And finally, we conclude the series of simple tasks with the orgy of carelessness. Oh, this will be the best non-denominational Easter ever. I just know it. So come with me, kids and adults alike. Join me in the celebration circle, for it's time for the counting of the toes to begin. And then we launch the festival.
Okay, I think that's enough, don't you?
Well, I'm just showing you what I do, Doc. And why do you think it's not working? Oh, I don't know. If a person could heal their fragile psyche by eating chocolate and honey-colored eggs in a field of fresh grass, how much business do you think you'd get, you pretentious a-hole? Well, there's no reason to get hostile with me. Yeah, I suppose you're right. Did you ever think that maybe, just maybe, atheists don't want to dodge blood sausage? Well, why the hell not? It's a lot of fun. Besides, it's not about just atheists, Doc. My Easter celebration would include everybody, including Jews, I might add. Well, I'm Jewish, Mr. Sloth, and I don't want to participate. In fact, not a single event in the series of simple tasks appeals to me even in the slightest. Not even the nap? Especially the nap. 15 hours is an awfully long time to sleep, Mr. Sloth, especially in the middle of the day, on a Wednesday. Well, Friday and Sunday were taken, man, and Saturday I bowl. Look, Mr. Sloth, if we're going to help you, we may have to start from your earliest memory of Easter and why you've come to the conclusion that people need an alternate method of celebrating the birth of Christ. Well, see, that's just it. Easter was designed to be the celebration of spring, man, of fertility. For centuries, it had nothing to do with religion. I mean, it was started by the pagans for spring's sake. And the Easter Bunny? Well, don't even get me started. Nothing more than a symbol of fertility. But boy, did the rabbits run with that one. And I'm deathly afraid if geckos aren't careful, they're heading down the same sick, twisted path. Besides, Doc, I f*** too, you know. Now, granted, it's like once a year, but it happens. One time I even went out with this girl outside my culture. Yeah, I dated a two-toed chick up in Brazil. My parents nearly s*** themselves upside down. You wouldn't think one friggin' toe would make such a big difference, Doc, but it does. And that's when I came up with the whole why I'm not better than you aspect of non-denominational Easter. I just didn't think it was right to exclude two-toed sloths any more than I thought it was okay to exclude Muslims from an event that looks so much damn fun. Of course, the eggs and chocolate and hunting things was copyrighted. F***ing lawyers. So I had to come up with my own traditions. The series of simple tasks. Exactly. And yet, here you are, on the day of your big celebration, talking to me. Why is that, Mr. Sloth? Restraining order. From the Easter Bunny? No, from the whole damn week. The people at Paz sued my slow-moving ass off. I sold like 3 Jell-O shots on Good Friday back in 1984. Court ordered me to a week of counseling every year at this time. Can you believe it, man? I swear the people who've commercialized Easter are more upset with the Easter sloth than the Christians are upset with that damn bunny. So when you're done with your week with me, then what? I don't know. I think I'm burned out, man. Maybe it's just time to give up on the bunny. Maybe go after Santa Claus. What do you think? Santa Sloth got a ring to it? What about 4th of July? Uncle Sloth? I want you. You see the picture and everything and the hat? Groundhogs have surely run their course, right? Or maybe, yeah, just maybe St. Patrick's Day could use a mascot. The Leprous Sloth. Yeah, I actually love that. What do you think, Doc? I'm afraid our time is up. Yeah, it figures. Happy Easter, Mr. Sloth. Whatever, man.